Hi, and welcome to the pool party. This is Jules. So let me paint a scene for you. It was a scene that happened not too long ago. I flew into Los Angeles from Maui, and I was planning on spending the next 2 months there. I stayed in an apartment in a room that I rented out from my friend Marlon because his roommate was going to go on tour with Melanie Martinez for like 2 months, and his roommate's also pretty sick. They have danced for Mitski, who is my idol. Love her. And before I get too off track, Marlon, the saint he is, he's the people's work husband, and I interviewed him on the last podcast, so go listen to that if you want to hear more about him and his designs. But Marlon and I have been friends for quite some time, and one of the best things about living with him this summer in LA was also meeting some of his design friends. He knows what it's like to be a freelancer, to be a design freelancer, and we both worked in the tech industry before fully moving over to design and what the design industry has become or is going through these days. And then so the great thing was I was able to go to his studio and take a desk while he was working and some of his other coworkers were working. And I met someone. Her name is Paley. And Paley walks into the office after 2 weeks of being in New York. Amazing skirt down to the floor. Fantastic office wear style. And the sweetest little dog named Peach. So today we're going to chat with Paley, and I got her on a call to talk more about art and design and what she does outside of work because I got to see her working a lot this summer, let me tell you. And yeah, I'm really glad to have Paley on the podcast. And if you want to see more of her work and her paintings and her art and design, you can check out the description and find the links to her work below. And before we get into the interview, I just want to let you know that I will continue to be interviewing other artists and designers on the pool party. If you know of an artist or a designer who you think would be fantastic to have on the show, feel free to send me an email. You can find it on my website. And with that, let's get started. Hi, Paley. Thank you so much for joining me today. Obviously, I know a bit about you already, but like, I also feel like there's just things I don't know about like your drawing, your art. So maybe give us a little bit of an intro for the pool party today, and then we'll dive in.
Cool. Okay. So my name's Paley. My artist name is Paley Jean. Jean is my middle name, so that's kind of what I use for my, you know, art brand. I'm a full-time designer professionally at a company called Funkhouse. That's a digital branding agency. So we focus on web design and pretty much any kind of digital design. I also draw and paint. Mainly women and former music industry professionals. So music is still a big part of my life, but sort of in a different way. So yeah, I would say like big picture, I'm all about art and music. Those are my two top priorities in life.
Yeah. And tell me about the music industry, because I know you mentioned that to me before, but I have no idea what it's like to work in the music industry, what you even did.
Yeah, so I started writing about music in high school, and it was kind of an outlet. I grew up in the suburbs of Atlanta, and I just started getting super into music, and I felt like, you know, a lot of the people around me weren't as into it as I was, so writing helped me explore that, and I started interviewing artists, and that, like, gave me a broader creative community where it was kind of lacking where I was specifically. So yeah, the whole like music journalism thing kickstarted my career in the music industry. So I kept doing the writing thing for a while, but I also worked at record labels. I worked at a streaming service. I did everything from, again, writing to PR, sales, artist relations. It was a lot of fun, but I did it for 6 years. And then I felt like I was done with that chapter and I wanted to move into something more creative, because I have been drawing since I was a kid. And in my 20s, that kind of came back to me and started becoming a bigger part of my life. Mm-hmm. So when I felt like my music industry career was over, for lack of a better expression, like, I don't know, I just felt like I needed to explore that creative side of myself a little bit more. And so that's why I decided to pivot and do design and also just dive into my art in a deeper way.
Yeah, wait, that's awesome. That's so cool. So you started in journalism, and then from there, like, what kind of like musicians were you writing about?
So in high school, I was super into hip hop, and okay, I loved that hip hop like takes you on a journey. So you listen to one song and then you learn about the sample of that song. And you know what I mean? It's like you could just keep diving deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
And so I was really obsessed with hip hop when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not as in touch with current like popular hip hop. I don't connect with it as much. But that's what it was all about in high school. And I wrote this column called Timeless Tuesdays. So I'd focus on a timeless hip hop artist like Lauryn Hill or, you know, mm-hmm. The Roots, Common. And I would write about them and, you know, every Tuesday. So that became something that I like was super passionate about. And then going deeper into my career, I worked at Def Jam. So again, working with like more hip hop artists, R&B, I'm a big fan of. Worked at Tidal and worked with a lot of up and coming reggae artists. I worked at just like different companies and focused on artists across genres. But one thing that I was very like proud of and excited about was when I worked at Tidal, I worked with a lot of Jamaican artists who were then like really on the come up. And now it's cool to have seen their careers grow and to be like, oh, you're like signed to a major label in the States now, or you're winning this award for the best artist of the year. And so I've always like kind of had my eye on up and comers and then like classic artists. So maybe I'm all about artists that are popular now, but I've kind of found myself like in those more niche areas. So yeah, I don't know. I could keep going on and on.
That's awesome. Kind
of, like big picture. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And I think music is really fun to work with too. Like I'm always listening to playlists when I design. Is there like any artists these days that like you channel as you make your work? Do you listen to music while you paint, or is it silence?
So this is funny because I recently started listening to music again while I paint. Uh-huh. Because for a while I was just turning on Netflix and I would watch like true crime while I painted.
I love it.
But like something just to keep my mind stimulated.
Yeah.
It is really embarrassing to admit that, not just true crime, but other things.
It's so relatable though, honestly. Like I'm designing sometimes too, and I don't know, like we're like watching like the Theranos, like have you seen that, like The Dropout? Okay. And then we're like, people are getting hacked on TV. I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
I recently started listening to music again while I paint. I have a TV in my, like I paint basically here in my living room.
Yeah.
And I have my TV, so I'll put on a YouTube channel and it'll be like a DJ playing like R&B or reggae, or whatever like the vibe is. R&B is usually my top go-to, especially just like painting. You can kind of set a nice chill vibe, and I feel like it kind of goes with my style too. Like my art style is more like sensual and like I don't know what it is. R&B couples well with it.
Yeah, I know. I love your style of artwork too, because it is like so graphic, body focused, and shapely. So that's why I wanted to ask. I was like, I feel like I could almost see some like synesthesia in your work.
Yeah. That's when you hear color.
Yeah, or like even shapes, maybe like the audio visual connection. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about this recently because sometimes I feel like I need to plug into music in order to kickstart my drawing. Like when I sit down and I'm kind of like really involved in a song or an album, it helps inform my drawing. And again, I wasn't doing that for a while, so I kind of forgot about it. But now that I've been doing it more, I'm like, oh, this is so cool, because if I'm listening to like a fast paced, I don't know, song, it's my drawing's probably going to look a lot different than if I was listening to something slower, just because it's affecting my mood.
Yeah.
So yeah. Definitely going to keep on that music journey. Turn off the true crime.
Yeah, I hear that. Okay, so you paint in your free time. You're a full-time designer. How do you I guess, stay inspired between work and just like the things that you love to do on the side?
So I feel like my work exercises a different part of my creative brain than my art does, which is good because they're two completely different things. So staying inspired, well, first off, getting off of the computer and getting out of my house, because with design, there's so much screen time and there's so much. I work partially in the office, partially from home. So if I'm at home for too long, I'm like, oh, I don't even want to paint at my home because I've spent enough time here. So it is really important for me to get out and like have fun, honestly. Have fun, be in nature, just turn everything off, and then kind of get back to my art from there. Because I think something that I was focusing on before is like hyper productivity. Like I need to be making art all the time. I need to do X, Y, and Z. But I've realized going slower and allowing myself more fun, free, flexible time in my life has actually made me a better artist. And it's made those creative moments more quality. I'm all about quality over quantity these days.
I think that's something I think about a lot too. I feel like it's so easy to just kind of be like, oh yeah, this is like my job. I'm gonna like design and make something like amazing for all those hours. But then that doesn't even really happen. And then sometimes, like for me personally, like I just need to like be a person in the world. And I think nature is something that like I like to connect with. But yeah, I don't know like what my expectations were when I started designing because it was really fun, like to begin, you know, like when you're just like learning things. And oh, you know, one thing that's interesting too is that you told me that you like to keep on taking courses and learning. How is that for you? And like, have you taken anything recently that has like inspired you?
I'm taking improv.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I love it because I think it's made me realize. I mean, I've taken art courses obviously in the past, but because I've been so, like prioritizing art and like productivity and all that so much, I was neglecting some of the other things on my list, like improv. And there's like a bunch of other checklisty like courses or like just different things I want to do. And I think that even like bringing that into the fold has just freed me up and like has broadened my perspective. So it's cool to do something totally random that can still inform your creativity. And that's been a lot of fun because it helps you just loosen up as a human.
Yeah, wait, so what inspired you to do improv and what are the classes like?
I
I'm
know.
so curious.
All right. So there's UCB, Upright Citizens Brigade, which is a this improv school. There's two of them basically within a 10-minute driving distance from me. And I moved to LA 3.5 years ago, and I have a great community out here, but I'm all about like community building. And I felt sort of like I want to keep expanding my community here. I want to do something that, a lot of my hobbies are more solo, like art, writing, they're just like solo and sedentary. So I wanted to do something where I could meet people and laugh and have fun and move my body and exercise my brain. And so I have a good friend that's into it, and she sent me a Groupon for this improv course. And I just felt like, yeah, now's the time to pull the trigger on this. So now I'm halfway through, and there's a performance in October. So
Whoa, love it.
but we'll see how it goes.
That's so cool. Where's the performance happening?
It's at one of the theaters. It's at the same theater that I do my class at.
Cool. I love it. Yeah, I did a little bit of improv in college and that was fun. But it was like kind of like a lot of games, like pretty random. And I like it. I think it's fun. I think it depends who your scene partners are too. Like that helps a lot.
And teacher too. I mean, from what I hear, your teacher can really make or break your class. And I have a great teacher, and all my classmates are super nice. And it's everyone from, I guess professional actors to people like me that are doing it to get out of their comfort zone and just doing it for fun. So it's cool to be like on that journey with those people and just have a safe space to get silly and just have a good time.
So I'm curious, I'm asking for myself, like kind of going back to when you transitioned from music to doing design, You said that you kind of felt like your music career was done. Was that like a personal feeling, like you just wanted a change of scenery? Or like, tell me more about that, because I'm kind of trying to figure out for myself like how to hone in on like a specific subject. And I think as creatives, sometimes it's like, you love to like dip your feet into like all these different things. So it's cool to hear that you do classes. And then, but like, what is the moment where you were like, okay, I need to like switch my career?
Well, it was a pandemic moment, so I can't say it was the most unique thing in the world, but so the very last job that I had in music was working for a record label, and my boss was great, so shout out to her, but the work just wasn't suitable for me. Like it was a lot dealing with data and numbers. So I was on a streaming team, our artists to different streaming services, tracking how all the music was performing across the services, seeing what where they were placed on all the playlists. So a lot of times that's like manually counting all the songs to see the number
Wow.
like where that song is. And it's really, really tedious work. And I think for a lot of music jobs, you have to be 150% in order for it to be a sustainable lifestyle. So I think I realized like this, I did a lot of other great things, but like some of those companies weren't the healthiest places. Like, and then the last job, I was like, you know what? I've had a lot of fun in this industry, but I just feel like it's time for me to explore other things. And I can explore music on my own terms. So probably the most way for me to put it is I realize I'm a music person, not a music industry person. So, because there, it really does take a specific personality type to do that for your entire life. So I just kind of realized, okay, I'm gonna move on. And I decided to sign up for Shillington, which is a graphic design boot camp. And I did quit my job and do the boot camp and focus on that and my art. And then luckily I ended up landing a full-time job at Funkhouse after. So
Yeah,
it's been a good journey.
which is amazing. And you did Chillington online too, didn't you?
I did.
I love that. So you know what's interesting is hearing you talk about like the data and numbers side of the music industry. I feel like sometimes a lot of creative roles turn into like data roles lately, where they're like, oh, we need to track this, like metrics. Because I worked in social for a bit too, and it started to be like, okay, how can we just get like the most amount of likes and views? And some of that too is just kind of like, I don't know, like let's just look in to see what is the most popular, which can kind of be like a creative suck at times.
I mean, that's just the case with so many creative jobs right now. You're right. And it's like, yeah, maybe there's not a perfect, 100% perfect job out there, but if you're in a creative role that's like very inundated with the data thing and that's not your thing, it will really drive you nuts. So I don't know. I think, yeah, that's just really
I
how
feel
it
like
is.
streaming would totally be like that too. Like, it's so topical, even with like TV. Is there, so you like to watch true crime? I know you said you're like trying not to watch so much anymore, but are there like any other shows that you're watching? Because I feel like LA is really big, like topically, like everyone's always talking about like movies and shows they're watching.
Yes, that's a great question. Oh my God. Lately, I've just been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is a comedy with Andy Samberg. It's nice to watch something that's very lightweight, like something that's not serious and that's silly that you can just have on in the background. So I'm not completely sucked into any one show right now. That's just what I've been watching. I'm trying to think of, yeah, I don't know what else. But I mean, I will say that I do love to have a show that I'm like completely sucked into. I cannot wait to get back to and watch. I'm just lacking that right now. So totally open to suggestions.
I watch a lot of like, so there's The Dropout that's like, she had a company and then it kind of like fell apart. I have been on this kick with my mom recently of like scammers. So we watched like the whole Anna Delvey like mockumentary too.
I watched all that. I watched
It's like almost too real, but it's fun to watch. There's also Griselda, if
Oh, yes, I didn't finish that.
Griselda's good. Yeah, but I'm kind of similar. Like when I'm working, I like to put on, I don't know, maybe like some music, a DJ set, something that kind of has rhythm to it because it helps me stay engaged. I kind of have like a little bit of ADHD and I will like scroll online, which can be a little bit unfortunate to my creativity at times, but like I'll. Like when I was living with Marlon this summer, we're both big scrollers. So sometimes he'd be like scrolling and the volume's up, and I'm like, okay, we need to stop. Yeah, or just
Yeah,
online.
it's, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about social media. I always have, but
Yeah.
it is easy to get sucked in.
Exactly. I think that's like the big issue. And I work in social. So sometimes it's like I go through periods where I'm not on it at all because I don't have to. And I'll be like reading books. And then I'll get a job where they're like, we need to make social content. And I'm like, okay, great. Like let's get back into the
Written to scroll, okay.
algorithm. So mentioning like traveling and adventure, tell me about like the places you traveled this year and do you have any other future travel plans?
Yes, I had a great travel year. I feel like I'm gonna forget some now that I'm talking to you about it. Okay, so I went to Jamaica in February. February is Jamaican Music Month, and so there's a ton of stuff going on, and I've been there a few times, and this was like probably my favorite time going out there because now I have more of a community out there. And I went with some friends who also work in that industry with a lot of Jamaican artists. And like it just was, and they flew in from New York. So it just felt like honestly a week-long party of just like reconnecting with people, being surrounded by music, like partying. Just it was such a blast. It was. I couldn't have had a better time. And then I went to New York for a month in May. And let's see what else. God, I've done other things, but my upcoming trips are I'm going to Portland in October to see my friends who are a married couple that just had their first baby. And I'm so excited. And I'm also going to England and Lisbon.
I remember you saying that. Tell me about like your England and Lisbon trip. Like, what do you have planned?
So I'm meeting up with my mom and her boyfriend in England for a few days. They're actually going to stay there for a month. So that's going to be fun to see them. And then I'm going to do a solo trip in Lisbon. Basically, I was supposed to go to Portugal a few years ago with my mom and sister, but my passport was going to expire in like 2.5 months. And Portugal requires that your passport is valid for 3 months beyond your stay, which I didn't realize.
Oh, okay.
My mom who booked the tickets. So we got stopped basically. And
Oh.
we got stopped in England. They like wouldn't let me through. And so I spent a week in England and I got to see Stonehenge and Oxford and like I was based in London. But this time is like, hey, my passport's valid now. I'm gonna actually see this trip through. And I think it's gonna be a blast.
Yeah, that's awesome. Have you been to Lisbon before?
Never.
Because I've never been either, and I hear so many people go there and they love it and they just never leave.
Nope. What happens to me?
I'm kind of like itching to get out of the country, do some more travel, maybe even like work abroad for a bit. So if you hear of anything cool, like I don't know, I like whispers to the grapevine of like when people travel and they're like, "Ooh, I saw this cool thing," and that's how I'll get my
Yeah,
racks. Yeah.
I actually have heard about something that's it's called I think it's called Yon, Yon, and they're work it's kind of like a WeWork. I don't know how to describe it. You can stay there in different countries and just be around other digital nomads or other people that are like traveling and working, but it's like a built-in community and you can actually stay and work there and be around other people doing the same thing. So there's my little whisper through the grapevine for you, if
Okay,
that's something you
yawn.
want to look into.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to look into that. Yeah, because I was talking with Marlon too, and he was like, you know, maybe I want to travel like 3 months, Argentina or Lisbon. I'm like, that would be sweet. I wonder, we could probably like organize contract jobs. But that's always like, I don't know, you're kind of like crossing your fingers and just hoping. And maybe that works. Maybe, yeah. but something organized could be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really good to switch up the routine. And I think something that I'm realizing now is you don't have to do a year. You don't have to like uproot your life. It's really nice just to be able to go somewhere for like even a short amount of time just to get a little taste of it. If a month feels more feasible and less daunting, then like do a month. But it's good to switch it up and just be somewhere new, because we get very, you know, we get in our little routines, and I think we're always going to grow if we put ourselves in new environments and around new people. So,
yeah, seriously. Yeah, I meet like the coolest people when I'm traveling. And yeah, I'm staying with my parents right now in Idaho. And it's been like a very fiery season. The air quality has been like so dusty. And there'll be some good days, but I romanticize like even like driving up to Montana a lot. Like camping.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It doesn't have to be abroad either. I think that's the other thing, is we have so many cool places in the States that we can go see even just for a few days. Montana is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's super beautiful. I haven't been to Portland in a minute. Last time I went was actually 2020, like in February 2020. I have a friend who lives up there, and he makes pants now. So like... he likes to make jeans. And then the agency I'm working at is actually based in Portland right now. So I thought that was interesting. Yeah. I didn't tell you what I ended up doing, but I am like contracted to make memes for Yahoo right now, which is kind of why I was like talking to you about like Tidal and like tag a little bit, because I feel like I've been trying to kind of like get away from tech in my work, but it's so hard to. And I'm also working part-time at a studio in Boise. And the guy is really cool. Like, he's actually worked with a lot more, I think, like traditional advertising for like snowboarding companies and maybe some like adjacent brands. Like, he did some branding for... like this snack food that is like promoted towards like snowboarders. And there's like so many like snowboarders out here and people who ski, which is kind of fun. Like, I like the attitude of people who like sports and don't just, you know, work too much. Yeah.
Separate from the culture. Like, you know, when you're in a city and it just feels like, you know, everything is very like pop culture related, or I don't know how to put it exactly.
Yeah, or like the trend, like there's this main vein of like what people are talking about, and then there's like everything else. Like,
so much else in the world to see and explore, and it's so refreshing. It's refreshing to be around people that are just not that like don't really care about having the perfect fit or be in nature and do sports,
touch some grass, touch some snow. Yeah, it's super weird too, because everything changes really fast. And what I'm noticing is like it's like eating itself right now, where people are like, we don't want to be too on trend. And like, they'll try really hard not to, which is kind of like, I think goes to say like, why not just be yourself anyways and like the things you like, you know, go out, explore the world, like learn some new things.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Fuck trends.
I know it's super annoying, and I get annoyed with myself too sometimes, because I'm like, what's trending? And I'm like, nothing. Like, literally nothing. Like, people are annoyed.
Cool, it's trending in my little universe. I'm zero on that.
I know, I hear that. Yeah. And I love looking at the paintings going on in the background right now. Could you like tell me about some of them?
So I have a few. I could go grab one that I'm proud of.
Yes, please.
I can.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to fit this whole thing into
it. But I love it. Yeah.
So this one I did for fun. I had bought some big canvases at Home Goods, which is another pro tip, especially for new painters. You can get really cheap canvases at like Goodwill sometimes, or Home Goods. Any kind of store like that, probably maybe even TJ Maxx. So yeah, I got that, and I don't have a ton of experience painting with acrylic. So I wanted to paint one of the drawings that I had done. So I like already knew what I was going to paint. Mm-hmm. I knew the colors, I knew the palette, but right now I'm working on technique and I'm learning a lot. So with this one, I learned a lot and I know what I would do better next time. And then there's another one back there that's a commission for one of my improv classmates.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he saw a drawing of mine that I put on Instagram and he wanted me to paint it for him. So I worked on that over the weekend. So right now I have another commission I'm working on that's oil. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to keep churning out stuff and it might be imperfect, but I'm learning a lot. And right now it's about consistency and not like any kind of perfectionism.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what does consistency mean to you with painting?
So I didn't paint for a long time, so it feels good to be painting again. So mm-hmm. I think what it means is it doesn't have to be, you know, multiple times a week. It doesn't even have to be once a week. I just know I need to fit it into my schedule in some way. And yeah. Also just it's nice to have an extra cash flow. So yeah. The fact that some of these are related to income is motivating me to stay consistent.
Yeah.
But I think I just, you know, I felt like there's more to my art than I was really, like, I wasn't putting the energy in. And since I've been putting it out there a little bit more, I've been getting a lot of good feedback. I've been getting people, you know, interested. So I almost felt like I need to actually give this the time and energy it deserves because there's something more there. So I don't know. That's kind of a roundabout answer, but I think it's just like a continuous exploration process. And that's what consistency is. It's yeah. not like I need to make sure I'm, you know, it's not like any kind of rigid structure, but mm-hmm. it's just doing it enough.
Sometimes it's like, how does this fit into my life? And you it's so cool that you have deadlines and commissions. Yeah.
That helps a lot, deadlines.
It does, yeah. No, I admire that because you're right. You have to put your work out there because if you want to work with people, like no one will know you exist.
Yeah.
If you don't like consistently show your work. That's something I'm working on because I think I'm trying to get like more illustration or like key mm-hmm. art clients outside of my studio jobs right now. And then so sometimes it's like, okay, like showing my old work, but then making new work, even if it's like a pretend project, just to kind of like see, you know, what I'm vibing with, what other people vibe with.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I am doing that's been helpful for me is I have a checklist.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the deadline, I said that I don't have a rigid structure, but having like some sense of structure for me has been helpful. Like some structure that lets me know I'm moving in a linear direction mm-hmm. instead of just like, oh, I'm making stuff and hoping that, you know, people will come to me wanting it. So mm-hmm. I have a checklist of, okay, I'm finishing these commissions. I'm going to put these prints up online. I'm going to revise my website. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z so that there's some feeling of momentum, even if I don't exactly know where it's going.
Yeah. Wait, what's your website? Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah. So Merlin, and I'm saying this for your listeners, even though you just interviewed him, Merlin is, you know, my work husband, coworker yes. at my house, super talented designer, photographer, and so many other things. He's literally yeah. good at everything.
The people's work husband.
Yeah. I could never say a bad thing about him. He's yeah. just the okay. best guy ever. But he actually took the photos of me for my website. And usually I'm like a little camera shy, but not with him. I feel like he's a great person to have behind the camera because he makes you feel really comfortable. And he made me feel so comfortable. And he completely like executed my vision of what I wanted those photos to look like. So
they're so good, by the way. I've seen them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he shot some photos of me too, like, many years ago, but you're so right. He's just like disarming. He's like, he is behind the camera and he's trying to get a shot. So he's like an artist. He's not being weird. I've had some shoots with like people where they're just being a little weird and I'm like, okay, I feel uncomfortable. And I'm like, can we stop? Then the photos always look strange. Yeah. Yeah.
And it helps to be with someone that you feel comfortable around.
Yeah.
I know him so well and I know he wouldn't be like judging me or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So that was so much fun. And I do need to go do a website refresh, but he helped me like get, at that time, get it to the place I wanted to get it to. And I don't know, there's some, even though I hate the superficiality of like having to look a certain way as a, like putting yourself out there as a brand, it was fun for me to actually feel like I looked like how I wanted. Mm-hmm. I looked like the face of my brand. Like I wore things that I felt represented, you know, my art very well. And I don't know, I'm not exactly articulating this, but it was nice to feel pretty good.
Yeah,
my brand.
Totally. Yeah, I think it's like you, for me, like I want to feel like kind of put together, but not like, I don't know, like I'm still going to show up like on a call with clients sometimes and like be myself. And yeah, so it's just like, that's, it's nice to have something where like people can get a headshot of you too if they were to like write about your work. You kind of have to kind of like hold that vision of what it's going to be. And so like having a nice photo by Marlon is great. What's your URL for listeners?
Yeah, so it's Paley Jean Design, or no, it's, hold on, PaleyJeanMartin.com.
Okay, great.
PaleyJeanMartin.com, yes. So again, okay, here it is. it'll be updated soon.
Yeah, I need to update my website too. I think that's like the bane of my existence as a designer and someone who makes work is like, just website updates and maintenance, organizing projects. Yeah. It's ongoing. Sometimes like I'll put it off for months. And then what I'm realizing now is like, I kind of have to do it at least like once a month just so that it doesn't build up and I don't have like an existential crisis when it comes to doing it.
Another thing is the whole like just chipping away at it instead of looking at this huge lump of work you have to do. So going back to the whole consistency thing, yeah, if you have the capacity to continuously update, it's going to make your life so much easier instead of having that huge daunting project of, you know, doing a big update sweep.
Yeah, there's so many ways of presenting work too. So I think sometimes like when I'm trying to find clients, it's like you can just send photos too, and sometimes that works. So yeah, just chipping away at it is good. Do you have any advice for like people trying to like start their own passion project or break into design?
So this is something that is a big theme for me lately, which is just don't be a perfectionist about everything, and closed mouths don't get fed. So both of those things, just put yourself out there. Don't be a perfectionist, but obviously make sure that your work looks good. Keep learning. The learning process is never over. And just be hungry. And I mean, I got my current job from sending out a bunch of cold emails to people at different design agencies. And luckily, one of those emails led to a full-time job. And even with my art commissions currently, I set my mind to getting more commissions coming in. So I actually reached back out to friends who had mentioned that they wanted me to do something for them. So like, if you feel like there's someone that you already have some creative synergy with, maybe do a check back with them. Mm-hmm. Or if you feel like your work isn't perfect enough, that's okay. Maybe at least still put yourself out there, meet up with that person for coffee. Just try to like be outgoing and maybe even a little more aggressive than you're comfortable with, because that's really the only way opportunities will come.
Yeah. And when it comes to being aggressive, like what does that look like for people who might be shy?
Yeah. Okay. Aggressive is probably not the best word. And I don't want to say it's the only way opportunities can come, but I think let's maybe not say aggressive and just say like persistent.
Okay.
So let's say you want to land a design job and you are applying to jobs and nothing's happening. So that might look like doing what I did, which was sending out a bunch of emails, not even necessarily saying, hey, are there any job openings, but saying, hey, can I get on a Google Meet with you for 10 to 15 minutes to talk about what you do? That's great, because then, or a coffee, but you know, I think Google Meet, 15 minutes, It's very low stakes and people love to share their wisdom too. So like, not only can you have a great exchange from that, but they might have you and your name in the back of their head if an opportunity does come up.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that too, because it's like, I think so many people are applying for jobs these days. And then even I sometimes, like, I posted something about my work, but somehow that like triggered a bunch of people to reach out to me to work with me if I was hiring. And I was like, wait, I'm not hiring. I'm just a person online. Awesome. Yeah. But I was like, okay, so that's interesting. But then also I think just like being intentional and like actually trying to talk with people instead of like, hey, like, are you hiring, is maybe a bit more effective. Because what I notice is sometimes like, I think people have like automated, I don't know if they're using AI, I think they are, but they have like these automated searches linked, and it just almost seems as if like they're not paying attention and like some robot is like scanning LinkedIn. Like, yeah. I use like this phrase, like, are you looking for graphic design? And then a bunch of people were like, oh, you're hiring? I was like, no. And I realized it's because I put looking for in the post.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is super weird, but yeah.
God. Yeah. It's a whole other road to go down, the AI road. That kind of stuff can be effective and it serves a purpose, but it is interesting to see like what the internet gives back to you. Like, you were actually looking for opportunities, but it seized those two words and it's like, oh no, he wants employees.
I got spammed. It was super weird. So I mean, that's just one thing, but that's why it's good to like just talk to people. Anything else you can think of? I'm like trying to think of like, you know, what I would say to myself when I started in 2020. And it was a different world too, because I started Chillington in person and then it moved online. And then so I was even like working when I was in the program still. And sometimes that was just kind of like you said, like asking people what they were working on, like showing them what I did for design. And it was kind of convenient actually, because I think more people needed design than they were aware of, because they're like, oh, okay, like this is actually going to help me in my work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the other thing that comes to mind is if you have other creative passion projects, do those. Like, you have your illustration and who knows, maybe illustration will be your main thing at some point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just really never know. I think it's like always worth exploring all the different things you're interested in and seeing where those lead. Another random thought that comes to mind is just be yourself. I know that sounds very cliche, but like speaking about social media and that kind of thing, I guess now people are maybe wanting a less curated look. Like, people want to actually know who the other person on the other end of the phone is. Like, you don't have to look perfect or present perfectly. You don't have to do a copy paste of a video that an artist that you admire did if it's not authentic to you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are just two of my little nuggets of wisdom. It's just like, don't be afraid to fully be yourself. Doesn't have to look like what the next person did, even if what they did was successful.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just keep like being curious about creating.
Sometimes people are, I'm recognizing too, like they're afraid of perfection. Like, if something seems like too good to be true, it almost is like a hindrance. They're like, wait, can I reach out to this person? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's above my.
I'm not looking for all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm going to have you pick a card. I made Marlene do this too. Okay. And then these are kind of fun too. Like, I think with design, sometimes I try to be more playful. So it's like, you know, sometimes you don't always have the answers, but here. Two, or three?
I'm going to do the one on your left.
This one?
Oh, maybe the one.
This one?
Yes,
that one. Okay. Ooh, this one's cool. It's Black Jaguar, Claim Your Spiritual Power.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, I love these cards too. The illustrator is like really.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, and then we're going to do some rapid fire. So okay. Are you ready?
Right.
Painting or designing?
Painting.
NYC or LA?
LA.
Fall or winter?
Fall.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Ooh, planned or spontaneous?
Spontaneous.
Lake or ocean?
Ocean.
Magazines or posters?
Magazines.
Okay, great. That's all I have.
We'll pick those. Those are fun.
Yeah, no, they are. It's kind of like a nice way of rounding it up. I had so much fun talking with you, and I'm curious, maybe like I overthink a lot in my design work, and but I like to ask people about their dreams, like what's your dream for the future? It doesn't have to be work related, but like just what you imagine yourself doing.
Yeah, I think I don't have the perfect work answer to that because I'm still figuring that out. But otherwise, I mean, I do love traveling. It's like obviously everyone's gonna say that, more traveling. But yeah, I think it's I just want to keep enjoying life and like I do want to have the freedom and flexibility to go the places I want to go. It doesn't have to be, huge extravagant trips. It's I literally have a chalkboard right there that's like Tahoe, Big Bear, just certain little things, explore more of California. Just want to keep like being free, living life, being creative, having fun, continuing to surround myself with positive, loving people. Pretty much all the things I'm currently doing. I've been having a lot
Good.
of moments of gratitude lately, just feeling like, oh, I really have a good life and I want to be able to just see that and appreciate it and keep doing that. So that's my answer.
Yeah, totally. You have a great life. You're living in LA, you're making your art, you have a design job, and you have Peach. She's
Yes, I got the
amazing.
little girl who's been so quiet,
She's been
luckily.
good. Yeah. Sweet. Well, I love it. Okay. Thank you so much, Paley, for joining us on the pool party. All right, friends. So that was our interview with Paley on this episode of the pool party. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Go check out Paley's work. Her links are in the description. And I just wanted to remind you that I am selling key arts this month throughout the rest of the year. If you are a DJ, writer, podcaster who's looking to bring your brand to life, please feel free to reach out to me. You can go to my website, juliaespero.me. Furthermore, if you're an artist and designer and you would love to be featured on the podcast, hit me up, tell me about yourself, or tell me about your friend if you think they should be interviewed. This podcast is all about sharing creative ideas, supporting other creatives, and that is what I seek to bring out through the pool party. So, hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next time.